Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about walking in the light of God. Walking in the light of God. You may think, or many may think, that walking in the light of God seems to be something that is easy. But it is so important for us to know and realize that the light of God cannot mix with darkness. And therefore, when we walk in the light of God, it means that there are certain things within our lives that needs to change. There are things within our lives that needs to move to a place where God can have complete access. And when God has access within our lives, He begins to bring His light. He begins to bring everything that is needed for us to walk in. Because when we do not give to God, or rather surrender to God, how will His light inevitably be formed on the inside of us? You know, the light of God is something that brings us to a place where we become more like Him. You cannot profess or claim to have the light of God if our attributes, our character, our way of thinking is not in alignment with God. We need to be in alignment with God. We need to have everything about Him on the inside so that we can truly walk in His light. Do you remember before you got saved? Do you remember how different things then became when you just got saved? You felt lighter. As you surrendered to God, things began to change. Suddenly you looked at things differently. You didn't feel so burdened. There weren't so many things that came up against you. And that is because you surrendered. I surrendered to God. We became a completely different being. And because of that, God then comes in and He takes full control. It is up to us to realize the following, that God can only lead us and His light can only but shine when we allow Him in. I was sharing a story the other day with a couple of people, and I said to them, I remember that as a child, I had a very bad temper, and I remember that I needed to always get my way. And I think that my parents and the people around me were very nervous when I would get that way, because I would try to force getting my way by with this temper just showing up. And it was the most unrefined thing. It was the most ugliest thing, because it made people nervous and it never brought them peace. But I remember the day that I got saved, I actually wanted to test, is this thing gone? Because I remember as I was praying, there was this heaviness that left me. And it was probably a silly thing, but I wanted to show that I can't get angry anymore. And I tried everything to get angry. But nothing brought me to the place where I used to be. I just couldn't get angry. There was this light and this love that covered me that I just could not explain. And God took away a darkness on the inside of me that nobody else could take away, but only His love and His presence. You see, when God enters into our lives, and even when He enters into a situation, the thing that makes us the most uncomfortable and heavy needs to flee. And when that thing does not flee, we need to ask ourselves again, are we fully surrendered to Him? Because His light can only come when there is surrender. His light can only fully be established when we choose to give to God. And this morning, you may find yourself, or rather today, this afternoon, you may find yourself in a place where you are heavy and you need answers. But whatever you are struggling with, answers can only come when you surrender yourself fully to God. And it is up to you to start walking with God completely. Because when you begin to do that, the light of God enters. The light of God begins to show up, and solutions enter. And that which was difficult before becomes a breeze. Why? Because when God enters into our lives, we become a new creation. I want you to think about the things that have been weighing you down. Think about the things that has been making you feel the way that you do. Think about how God enters in and He makes all things new. And this day, I want you to remember that you don't have to walk around with heaviness. You don't have to walk around with things that are weighing on you. But when you give over to God and you allow Him to enter into your life becomes different. And it is all up to you whether you will allow God to be what He needs to be. And so this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, whenever you are listening to this message, I want you to understand that God wants entry. He wants entry into your life. He wants to be that light. He wants to light up your path so that you may not stumble and not fall and not bump your foot, but walk steadily into the path that He has chosen for you. God loves you dearly, and He wants you to walk in the light of God. And I want to leave you with these following words. That you know, when you look at the Bible, and you look at everybody before, or most of the people before they met God, it almost seems like they are walking in circles. Now, I know the Israelites were walking in circles, but many people actually do. It is something we do when we don't have God and He doesn't have entry within our lives or access. And when you look at someone like Saul of Tarshish, you'll notice that yes, he may have seemed to be successful, but he was walking around in circles until he met God. Light came and his eyes were changed and his life was changed forever. And that too can be you. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that you would open the eyes of my understanding so that I may see and I may understand according to your plans and your purposes and walk according to where you want us to be. I speak the light and the life of God, and I thank you, O God, that you are bringing me into a new place. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back again next week. For now, God bless and take care.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales, or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting on to RapidTrade.
I Active FM. Radio has never been better.